along with
Matthew Alsberg.
Matt, let me be the first to say it to you. Happy holidays, 2009.
You weren't the first.
What? Who was?
You're in the top five.
Was it Lil B?
No. I sat on Santa's lap at the mall this weekend.
Yeah,
I did.
Well, to our listeners, happy holidays as well. And Matt, this is the holiday show for 2009, December. And last year, we basically set the site up to look kind of like a community billboard. We've mirrored that plan of attack for this year.
Yep.
Pro or con?
I think a pro. I think you give it to people in bite-sized pieces on the holidays, like almost so many hard candies from Grandpa's pocket.
Yes.
And they can sort of take what they will and leave what they don't want.
Yeah,
it's our gift to them.
It's often been said we're kind of the Werther's original of internet radio shows.
It's true.
Before we get into the unveiling of our song of the year, let's tell the kids about the show this month. We've got Shelley. She has a very special little bit because it's actually the first fan, not of the show per se, kind of the first fan that we've tackled,
and not like a ceiling fan.
No. This is a real fanatic.
Fanatic.
So stay tuned for that. Blake is on hand, and we really love December when that rolls around because you know who wakes from his slumber?
the terry cloth fog who wakes from his from adorning the towel rack.
Yeah.
He comes to play.
He springs to life like so much fabric softener. But the terry cloth fog, Mr. Blake Everett, is along, and he has reviewed the new Terry Gilliam film, which is called The Imaginarium of Dr. Parnassus.
Yep.
The late Heath Ledger stars, among others. And what makes this review special, Matt?
Well, I mean, more special than any of Blake's reviews?
Yeah.
Again, it's the terry cloth fog, and you're gonna hear Blake take the dust off an old chestnut, an old Christmas chestnut, and put a spin on it as only he can.
Yeah, it's Eartha Kitt's Santa Baby, but talking right to Terry Gilliam, director of The Imaginarium of Dr. Parnassus, Terry Baby.
I like to think of it almost as more like a whispering or purring, cooing at Terry Gilliam.
Yeah, it's a very come hither tune.
Yeah.
And, of course, we have the ribald radio philosopher, Mr. Eddie Rouse. He's on hand, not one, not two, but three questions this month, and we've actually stockpiled the entire year. A lot of military folk listen to the show. We appreciate that. And they get their shine today.
Oh, yeah.
This is crazy. This is
dedicated to them.
Yeah, exclusively to the military. Eddie Rouse tackles their questions, a threesome of their questions. On to our keynote guests, Matt. It's Matt and Jeff from the Angels Gate High Railers, which they're based in San Pedro. Basically kind of in a Last Detail style military compound, would you say?
Yeah, almost Presidio-esque.
Yeah.
Sort of perched atop the bay of San Pedro there.
Yeah, overlooking the lovely bay of San Pedro. A secure port, from what I've been able to gather.
Incredibly secure. Yeah, we actually had to go through about 15, 20 minutes of rigmarole just to get up to see a model train.
Yeah, it was a good thing Blake had his passport on him.
Yeah.
And yeah, so we interview two members of the High Railers, and they tell us all about their love and passion for model railroading and kind of trains in general. Particularly, I think, appropriate during the holiday season.
Oh, of course.
Of course, before we get into any of that, we're going to unveil the song of the year. Last year, it was
Mr. Cameron Giles.
Yes.
And he hit that bottom of the pussy hole.
The bottom of the pussy hole from Cameron Giles. And it was, I would say, one of the many standout tracks this year on Crime Pays, which is probably, I do have to say that that record was probably the record that I listened to the most throughout the year. And subsequently has been the most overlooked by the mainstream critics.
And a special note on Bottom of the Pussy Hole features, I think, one of our inspirations to even starting Pussyfoot. When you look at two people with microphones sort of bringing magic, Alexis K. Tyler and her mom.
Well, Alexis K. Tyler, it actually does not appear on the Crime Pays track.
No.
So it was really a Pussyfoot exclusive that we unveiled Bottom of the Pussy Hole because you're not going to find that cut anywhere anymore.
No way.
So it was another Pussyfoot exclusive. But this year, maybe, and I don't feel like I'm going out on a limb when I say this, maybe the shittiest year of music in recent memory.
I would second that.
The new music that came out was complete garbage.
Boring.
We didn't really play all that much of it. Nope. And, you know, we're fine with it.
Yeah, I actually felt like we didn't miss anything.
Yeah, yeah. That being said, there was one that clocked in and felt that we had Song of the Year potential.
Mm-hmm.
Ironically, it is from a record that came out this year.
Yes.
But it's a reissue. It's a compilation of music from Ghana from the years 1968 to 1981. The name of the record is Ghana Special, Modern High Life, Afro Sounds, and Ghanaian Blues.
Mm.
The name of this performer, Kermitang Etwede, and the Kermitang Stars, not All Stars, just the Stars.
No, just the Stars. He doesn't trot out the All Stars.
No, no, no. I feel
like just any old compilation.
No. I mean, these are stars from a very specific place.
Yeah.
And, you know, kind of almost like the Detroit Stars of the Negro Leagues.
Yes. Or the L.A. Stars of the old baseball league.
That is true. Yep. That is true. So the Kermitang Stars with Kermitang Etwede, and this is I Go Die For You. And please, we hope you enjoy this. And I just want to say, Matt wants to say as well.
I do want to say.
Thank you for a great 2009. Stick with us for 2010. Here it is. Once again, the Song of the Year. I Go Die For You, here on Pussyfoot.
Even not so. Anytime I talk about my Christie, I dey laugh because I love my Christy well, well. Whoa, ho! And I so, yeah. I go die for you, oh, na go die for you. Make you no worry, oh, na go die for you. I go die for you, oh, I go die for you. Christy, hey, I go die for you. I go die for you, oh, I go die for you. Make you no worry, oh, I go die for you. I go die for you, oh, I go die for you. Christy, I go die for you. Oh, Christy, I like you well, well. So, oh. Make you no worry, oh, make you no cry, oh. If you are like you, I go die for you. I go die for you, oh, I go die for you. Christy, I go die for you. If you are like you, I go die for you. I go die for you, I go die for you. Christy, I go die for you. Oh, Christiana. No trouble at all. If you, I go love forever. So make you no worry. And I so, me wo mama wo, me wo mama wo. Oba Christie, me wo mama wo, me wo mama wo, me wo mama. Oba Christie, me wo mama wo. Me wo mama wo, me wo mama wo. Oba Christie, me wo mama wo. Me wo mama wo, me wo mama wo. Christie, me wo mama wo. Christiana. me ni are wo me su bebre na wana me do wo e ma tamfo en ti asem if you say o ti on the best rain anti christian I go there for you make you no worry oh na go there for you I go there for you na go there for you make you no worry oh I go die for you. Now God he give everybody sense. So if you dey do something where you know say it good for you, and make you no follow somebody who happy, and so obebia yoba and none so be win ye. Obama no to me pefra. Mwa bono nko mwa papa Obe krisi dome Mesu mi dimi domano yetina kosi ye wudem Otafudi oye kwa Me umama no Me umama no